Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
This podcast sometimes discusses cases in which a crime may have occurred. All parties referred to in this podcast are presumed innocent until proven guilty by law. Opinions expressed on Dirty Money Moves don't necessarily reflect those of the podcast host, Murderish, or Cloud 10 Media. Hey everyone, it's Jamie. If you haven't listened to the first episode of this Beachbody MLM miniseries, please stop here and listen to episode one. In this miniseries, we're tackling an enterprise that many of you are probably familiar with, multi-level marketing companies, specifically the health and fitness-focused MLM, Beachbody. We're diving into how MLMs came about and then spread like wildfire. And since Dirty Money Moves features scam stories, we're of course going to tackle the elephant in the room, the darker side of MLMs, and why they might not be the best side hustle. Actually, MLMs might be more of a side swindle. From Murderish and Cloud 10 Media, this is Dirty Money Moves, Women in White Collar Crime, a podcast that dives into one story told over several weekly episodes. In this miniseries, we're covering all things girl boss, boss lady, and boss babe. We're talking about the wildly popular MLM, Beachbody. In the last episode, we talked about the co-founders of Beachbody, a bit about how MLMs work, and how the large majority of MLM members do not turn a profit. This week, we're diving further into one of Beachbody's staple products, their controversial Shakeology shakes, and whether there's any magic to them. This is episode two, Shakeology, meal replacement or pricey snack? Ah, Shakeology, described by Beachbody to be the healthiest meal of the day. But what makes Beachbody qualified to make that claim? And are Shakeology products actually a healthy meal replacement? Let's dive in. In the current environment, protein and meal replacement shakes are some of the most popular fitness and weight loss tools on the market. People spend good amounts of money on products that tout health and weight loss benefits, similar to anti-aging products. Hell, Hailey Bieber has a $17 skincare smoothie that's sold at the super bougie grocery store chain, Erewhon, and people buy it. People drink shakes for a variety of reasons. To reduce calorie intake, add protein, curb hunger in order to lose weight, just to name a few. I admit it, I'm a sucker for a green protein smoothie. For me, it's an easy way to get my veggies without having to prepare them, and there's something about holding a green drink that just makes me feel healthy. Beachbody's Shakeology smoothies claim to offer sort of a twofer, my words, not theirs. Their shakes offer the combined so-called benefits of meal replacement and protein intake, and Beachbody markets them as your daily dose of nutrition.
The idea that just eating is enough is a crazy thing. You're not looking at the reality of your world, of what we've created. And so therefore the shake is crucial to get not only the macronutrients that you need, but to get the enzyme, to get the phytonutrients, to get the antioxidant, to get the pre and probiotic, to get your superfood, your super green that you're just not getting.
Upon reading the Shakeology nutrition label, however, it's clear that the shakes aren't at all a meal replacement. At about 150 calories, Shakeology shakes contain about half the amount of calories of meals from even the most restrictive diets, which typically call for at least 300 calories. It seems like you could just eat some Greek yogurt and berries for the same amount of calories and even more protein, with the major difference being that many people wouldn't claim that yogurt and berries are a proper meal replacement. If you join Beachbody, you're encouraged to replace one meal a day with Shakeology shakes. And of course, sell them to others to earn extra money.
This is the opportunity. Opportunity does not mean entitlement. It means it's the opportunity to create wealth for yourself and to have an impact on people. It's not, you're not entitled. Not everybody you post to will be like, I'm in. It's the opportunity to help them.
With most MLMs, Beachbody included, recruiting people to work on your team and sell product is key, because that's what feeds the upline. With MLMs, money rolls uphill. Shakeology is promoted as a superfood nutrition shake, which Beachbody claims has helped people lose weight and reduce cravings for highly processed foods, as well as boost energy levels and support healthy digestion. They've even claimed the shakes fight disease. According to the ingredient label, the shakes are largely made up of pea protein, whey, and a lot of fruit powder, nothing earth-shattering. It's not to say that there aren't potential health benefits to Shakeology, but promoting it as a meal replacement seems problematic in terms of healthy eating patterns. In addition to their popular Shakeology line, Beachbody sells nutrition bars and gut supplements, all of which Beachbody and its team of coaches tout as having health benefits. It's important to reiterate that the people selling these products to you are not required to have any certification or expertise in the field of health and nutrition. Also, if you scroll down to the bottom of Beachbody's website, in teeny tiny font, it reads in part, "These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration." Shakeology subscriptions cost $130 a month, atop the prices of any bars or gut supplements you might buy from the company. $130 only gets you a 24 to 30 day supply of powder, which seems like less of a meal replacement and more of an expensive snack. FrameBridge makes it easier than ever to custom frame anything that matters without ever leaving the house. You can easily give a unique gift this holiday season with FrameBridge. I've been lucky enough to have a ton of incredible experiences with the people I love this year, and FrameBridge offers a way to offer something special for them. Whether it's a selfie with your best friend, their game-winning jersey, or a special anniversary dinner menu, consider framing it with FrameBridge. Give the people you love a gift that only you could give. I just got my favorite pictures of my dogs framed, and they came out so good. I have them hanging on each side of my sliding glass door, and it's the first thing people see when they walk into my house. I love the Marin frames I ordered in a light wood tone from FrameBridge, and the matting makes the photos look totally custom. Just go to their website, framebridge.com, and upload the photo or object that you'd like framed. If you have something like a team jersey or another object you want framed, FrameBridge will send you complimentary packaging to safely mail it in to them. Once you have your chosen photo uploaded on the website, you get to preview it in dozens of different frame and matting styles. It's my favorite part because it's so customizable. You can choose your favorite or get free help from one of their designers. After choosing your frame, FrameBridge custom frames your photo or object and delivers the finished piece right to your door. You don't have to spend hundreds at a framing store. FrameBridge starts at just $39 and you get free shipping. You can't beat it. Either order online or stop by a Framebridge store near you to work with a designer in person. Get started today, frame your photos, or give someone the perfect gift. Go to Framebridge.com and place your order today. ...2017 brought bad news for Beachbody. That year, the Santa Monica city attorney filed a lawsuit against the MLM, claiming they made untrue claims about their shakes. Beachbody ended up settling the lawsuit for $3.6 million and agreed to stop making bold health claims about Shakeology. Forbes magazine covered the story, detailing that after years of boasting that Shakeology prevented mental decline, slowed the aging process, removed toxins, and even helped prevent heart disease and cancer, Beachbody has been barred by the state of California from making claims that are not backed by scientific evidence. From that point on, Beachbody has been legally limited to only claiming their shakes curb appetite and improve energy. Since that's not really a revolutionary claim, Beachbody co-founder Carl Daikeler and his coaches have pivoted to now claiming that the shakes contain so-called superfoods, which, as you'll recall from the nutrition label, these superfoods aren't that super. Maybe a more appropriate claim for Shakeology shakes would be that they contain pooper foods. One woman claimed that she pooped almost 6 times a day after consuming the shakes. That sounds really time-consuming. I'm sure she had a lot of other shit to do. Pun intended. Sorry, you guys. Liz Applegate, a licensed nutritionist at UC Davis, said, "There's no legal definition of superfoods. They have an exotic sound, and no one can say they're right or wrong." The Shakeology ingredients that Beachbody dubs superfoods are essentially just flaxseed, blueberries, and broccoli. The original Shakeology product was founded by none other than Isabel Daikeler, the third wife of Carl Daikeler. Isabel had studied nutrition in her past and worked as a trainer, so adding her to the team seemed to be a step in the right direction, but a small one. Isabel joked that when she first met Carl, she was shocked that he owned a nutrition and wellness company, since he didn't like vegetables or working out, and didn't know anything about the industry. Funny enough, even after working with Isabel on Shakeology products for Beachbody, Carl still didn't seem to have a clear understanding of what he was selling. Here's a clip of the couple talking about Shakeology in front of a huge audience of coaches at a Beachbody conference.
I'm sorry, I'm gonna put you on the spot a little bit. Between vanilla and chocolate, I just wanna ask, because the chocolate has some antioxidant benefits that probably don't come along with the vanilla. Is that accurate?
No.
No? Because there's antioxidants in chocolate.
Yeah, well, the base is the same. We're just working with the flavors.
If the co-founder of a company doesn't appear to know the basics of a product that is reported to make up 2/3 of the company's revenue, that's a red flag. It's clear, however, that Carl's lack of knowledge has not stopped people from paying to join the Beachbody MLM. Beachbody also claims that Shakeology shakes contain powerful ingredients, but we don't know the amount of these ingredients. The shakes contain adaptogens, which are herbs that studies show are helpful in counteracting stress in the body. However, there's no listing of how much of this ingredient is inside each Shakeology packet. It could literally be a drop of the herbs, and Beachbody could still, and do, use strong words like powerful to describe it in their marketing materials. Also, there's no scientific evidence or any studies by an outside source to back up Beachbody's claims that the shakes help you lose weight and maintain healthy cholesterol and blood sugar levels. These claims are only backed up by an independent study paid for by Beachbody. At best, Shakeology seems to be a rather expensive supplement that may assist in weight loss, if you trust the independent study that Beachbody paid for. Also, it doesn't seem like there's anything groundbreaking to the Beachbody protocol. The company calls for you to replace one meal a day with the shake. Isn't that just restrictive eating? Basically, eat less and you'll lose weight, which studies have shown isn't always a sustainable weight loss tool. There is one facet to Shakeology that is sustainable, at least for now, and that's the income-producing part of it. As we mentioned earlier, a 24 to 30-day supply of Shakeology costs $130. If these shakes actually were a proper meal replacement, then $5 a serving doesn't seem so pricey. But a liquid meal that has about 150 calories and will likely have you feeling hungry again shortly after drinking it hardly seems like a satiating meal replacement. It seems more like a pricey treat in between meals that may or may not have health benefits. To be fair, Shakeology shakes likely aren't bad for you. According to the nutrition label, there are nutrients in them as well as 12 grams of protein. Where things get dicey is when coaches who don't have any health or nutrition expertise are touting the product as being a nutritious meal replacement and a proper weight loss tool, with no outside studies to back up those claims. This practice opens up the floodgates to any Tom, Dick, or Harry to instill whatever diet practices they follow, problematic or not, to vulnerable people who are struggling with their weight. Regarding Shakeology being pricey, don't worry, Beachbody has a solution for that. They offer a better deal on Shakeology shakes if you're a registered Beachbody coach. And that's how they get you to pay to play, a staple practice in mostly all MLM structures. And once you register to be a member of an MLM, the clock starts ticking on your recruiting efforts. Because it's not really about selling a bunch of shakes and streaming workouts to earn commission. It's all about recruiting your family, your friends, your neighbors, their family and friends, and maybe even their pets. The more you recruit, the more you earn loot. Sorry, once again, I couldn't help myself. Next week, we'll discuss what it takes to become a Beachbody coach and the tactics they use to recruit other coaches to join their team. And let's just say it's way more than your typical, hey girly, social media DMs.
I see in our future where our coaches become the community leaders, where our coaches become as important to discourse and dialogue and steering the sentiment of a community as clergy, as doctors, and government officials. Our coaches transcend something that the haters would go, MLM, I'm anti-that. And instead go, thank God this group of coaches stepped up when society needs a group of leaders who are humane and human and believe with their hearts that they can help people be better. These are the kind of leaders I think we will be.
Dirty Money Moves is a collaboration between Murderish and Cloud 10 Media. Executive producers are myself, Jamie Rice, and Sim Sarna. Research, writing, and producing is done by Devin Ruskin. Emily Crane does the audio mixing and editing. Josh Cook composed the music. And Brian Stefanik created the podcast cover art. Follow us at Dirty Money Moves on Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter. And if you like the show, please rate us, review us, and leave us a few stars at Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you're listening now. If you're into true crime content, check out my other podcast, Murderish. Thanks so much for listening, and see you next week for a brand new episode.